Talking to a packed courtyard of supporters in Center City, Larry Krasner acknowledged the odds he overcame.
We were told it was political suicide to say, I will never seek the death penalty. Yeah! Does that look like political suicide right now?
Krasner later told reporters he wants shorter prison terms for convicted criminals.
Where there is unnecessary incarceration, it necessarily destroys schools, and it destroys rehabilitation of people who have the medical condition of addiction, and it destroys individuals, families, and neighborhoods.
With that in-your-face progressive message, Krasner beat out former prosecutors and a former judge. He was the only candidate with no government experience, and he pitched his outsider status as a selling point.
The core of this problem is the culture of the district attorney's office. That's the core of it.
That's Krasner speaking at a DA debate during the campaign. In a typical DA race, candidates advertise their tough-on-crime credentials and their proposals for improving public safety. Krasner, however, took a different approach. In addition to opposing the death penalty, he wants to end cash bail, he wants fewer people stopped and frisked, and he bragged about all the cops he's sued over the years.
I have filed 75 civil rights lawsuits in the last 25 years against police for corruption and for physical abuse. I have pursued those cases vigorously, even though it's not the most lucrative thing and doesn't make you especially popular.
It's a message that spoke to C.R. Robinson of North Philadelphia. Robinson's dad has been incarcerated for decades. He alleges that there was prosecutorial misconduct. That's always colored his view of the criminal justice system, and in turn, boosted Robinson's support of Krasner.
Well, he's a DA that's not looking to lock up and throw away the key. He's looking to prevent people from going to prison and keep people out of prison. So for me, he's the people's DA.
In a majority-minority city like Philadelphia, winning the black vote is key to almost any citywide election. The only African-American in the race was Tariq El-Shabazz. He came in a distant fourth place. Activist Megan Molokai of Germantown says disappointment in Philly's first black DA, Seth Williams, who's now awaiting federal corruption charges, paved the way for African-American voters to look beyond race when choosing a prosecutor.
There's been a real paradigm shift where people are realizing that black faces in high places, as we like to call it, doesn't necessarily mean that that will be justice.
Another current in the race was undeniably the Trump factor. That's what brought Michael O'Neill of South Philly to the polls. He says he usually doesn't pay much attention to local races, but the outcome of the presidential election delivered a bolt. Part of Krasner's platform was to resist the Trump agenda. That message gained a wider audience with the help of a $1.4 million infusion into a political action committee backing Krasner, paid for by billionaire George Soros. However it reached O'Neill, the pitch appealed to him.
You know, the people who were disappointed in the presidential election are able to push back a little bit in this certain way and push back in a way that, you know, sends a message to the state and to the federal level that if we can make things happen at the local level, perhaps next time around we can make things happen at the bigger scale.
Krasner's message stood out, even though many of his opponents were also pledging a new approach. Joseph Schwartz studies elections at Temple University, where he's a professor of political science. He says this DA's race
sort of switched the dynamic somewhat from who can be the toughest on law and order to who can be the sanest in terms of a criminal justice system.
With all the talk of progressive reform, the race at times appeared more like a contest to be public defender than Philly's top prosecutor. Schwartz says Krasner's victory could change how DA races are run in other cities dominated by Democrats. Some DA insiders say Krasner faces a rocky transition, moving from representing protesters to overseeing a large bureaucracy and representing crime victims. To deliver on his campaign promises, Krasner needs buy-in of hundreds of rank-and-file prosecutors, not to mention judges and police officers, and that's no easy feat. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.